Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Okay, I'm back. You're a wonderful audience. Give yourself a big round of applause. That always works. That always works. Neil Lord of Madison asks, what are you doing with your rhubarb? What have you heard, Neil? I don't understand your question, actually. Where is Neil Lord of Madison? What am I doing with my rhubarb? What are you doing with your rhubarb, Neil? Your friends and enemies get your rhubarb? You have a lot of rhubarb? Why don't you come down here, because they probably would like it if you stepped on them as opposed to me. Yes, because you're a light guy. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
Happy to be here. This is my first time.
First time?
Yes.
What took you so long? It's been on for a while, you know.
It has. But we had our guests from out of town, and we thought that we'd come down.
Is the Switzerland?
Yes.
George? I mean, what's his name?
Yes. They're both here.
Yeah. They're both here. Oh, hi. Are you with George? Yeah. No. Oh, hi. Are you with George? No one will admit it. Okay. All right. The rhubarb question.
Yeah. So, ideas what to do with rhubarb since we have so much.
How much do you have? I'll give me some. I brought it. Why don't you bring it?
I'm sorry.
Talking the abstract about rhubarb, that's frustrating. I love it. An apple pie.
Apple pie.
Yeah.
No, we do
rhubarb and apple. Strawberry.
Strawberry
pie.
Right.
I love it in apple pie too. I'll put rhubarb in any pie. Watch me.
I like to put it in the strawberry jello. That's really good.
Oh, that's disgusting. I mean, because it stays rhubarb. I mean, it's writing in a crunch something crunchy in your jello.
Right, but pie is the best. That's for sure.
Yeah. Why don't you go to something else besides rhubarb?
Well, we do have other things, but that's what's coming out this time of year.
Yeah.
So,
what else have you got?
Asparagus.
Oh my God. You know, you got to diversify.
Yeah, sure. But we have to work with what the deer don't eat.
Where are you where you have all this stuff growing?
We have a farm out in Iowa County.
Oh, you do, yeah?
Yeah, near Barneville.
Oh, okay. No soybeans or anything normal?
Well, the farmer puts that in, but we put things around the house.
Next time, bring the rhubarb, then we'll talk.
All right.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you. Neil's got rhubarb. If you want some, get his number before you leave here, because he's got the rhubarb. Put it in your apple pie. I'm telling you, you're missing something if you haven't had an apple pie. Does the Corner Tavern culture of Wisconsin affect Wisconsin humor? It certainly does in the tavern. You know, outside of it, I don't know. This is Ted Kalkwarf? Kalkwarf. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you an expert on tavern humor? Because I am not. It's rare to find actual humor in a tavern.
Yes, it is. Sure is.
If you're the sober one, that's time you don't want to be in a tavern, actually. So have you studied tavern culture?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. When they're drying out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When they're in recovery.
Oh, okay. So what end of that is that for you then? Are you a counselor or?
Correct.
Okay. Why are you looking at me so intensely? I am sitting, you're making me very unconscious, self-conscious. Okay, but you're not a tavern owner or something like that?
No.
Do you think there is such a thing as tavern culture and tavern culture humor?
I do.
Okay. Tell me one, then, since you're in the mood.
Where's the cop heading out tonight?
Where is the cop heading? Is that the whole thing?
They know where his hiding place is. When they leave, they send the trial sober guy out. And he gets tested, and then they sneak out the other direction.
Oh, well, that's that culture. That's cultural.
That's Wisconsin culture.
Well, Ted, it's been hallucinating speaking. I'd like to have one right now, actually, to understand.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Wisconsin tavern culture. You send out the sober guy and have him drive erratically. He gets stopped. And tests fine, and that makes it easier on the next guy coming. I'm thinking of transplanting my tulips. When is the time right? It's fine. Good time to do it. A lot of them do it anytime. Some of them do it like in the middle of winter because there's nothing else to do. I just got to put a red flag up where your tulips are. That's the only thing. Like, you know, fire hydrants. And I just dig them up randomly because if you don't do it, the squirrels will. So, Linda, any other questions? Tulips or anything else? Where's Linda went? She went. Okay. Why did I even bother with this? I was so thoughtful addressing that. Do you suppose the water on Mars would make good beer? Guys from St. Paul, figures. Okay. Who's on top of the Capitol? Scott Walker? Ha ha. Okay. Are you from here? Yeah, okay. Not easy to laugh. I'm here this weekend with 9 guys from high school. Where is that crowd then? The 9 guys from high school crowd. Oh, they're right down here. 9 guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I count 5 guys.
Well, they're not.
You're missing 4 guys from high school.
Yeah, we stayed up kind of late, so not everybody could make it all out. Yeah.
What were you doing?
Poker and playing cards and
Playing cards.
Chess and some board games.
Which one of you played poker? Which one of you played cards? And is there like a hearts group among them?
Well, it's mostly Texas Hold'em and stuff like that. Yeah. Okay, yeah, but yeah,
money or for?
Yeah, we have a little buy-in and then it's a little tournament to play and stuff like that. Yeah. So, yeah.
How much did you lose?
Actually, I came out ahead about $20. So
the guy comes out ahead. That guy.
No, not really. But I got kind of lucky. So, but my friends. 3 of them actually, they just cut for hundreds once.
Really?
Yeah, was like, they said, let's cut for hundreds. And
which one of you was that? You cut for hundreds?
I did 100, yeah.
Okay.
Not so well. No. Not so good. But I feel good for Rich. He's sleeping in.
Where are they sleeping in? In the park? Or where'd you get?
We get some rooms over at the Concourse Hotel and get a parlor room and then the rooms around it, so because we're up late and stuff like that. So, but yeah.
Were there any calls to the front desk about your behavior in the hotel?
We kind of try to get the rooms around it because we're kind of loud, and actually, I'm kind of loud too. But yeah.
And what high school was this then?
It's Wausau West.
Wausau West. Fighting
Warriors.
Fighting Warriors. Natch, you got to be fighting if you're a warrior. Of course. Yeah, yeah. You guys are all friends since then.
Yeah, we graduated '81, '82, and '83, and we went to college.
3 years to graduate.
Well, just yeah. We tried, we endeavored, but we did do it. Yes. So, yes, and then we all went to college together, and we were all engineers and a librarian.
It's pretty scary, isn't it? I mean, it's like a cult almost.
Yeah, we're kind of spread out. I'm in Minneapolis, and we're in Wausau, Eau Claire, and Madison, and we all just kind of get together once a year. So. Yeah.
Cool. And you guys all stayed friends. Who's the unifier here?
I don't know if there's
a unifier in the group. You just got
maybe Rich, I guess. I don't know.
You're the unifier?
No, I'm not.
The enforcer? Are you the enforcer?
No. We're pretty agreeable bunch. Yes. No enforcer.
In high school, you guys were tight.
Yeah, we're all.
Was it a team sort of thing? Did you all play?
We're the computer guys hanging out by the computers and stuff.
The computer nerds.
Yeah, pretty much.
You were the guys in the days before it was cool.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of disappointing. It actually got really cool once you guys left school.
Yeah, it got to be, you know, we were lucky that it was what we liked to do, and it turned out we could actually make a living at it, so it was good, too. So, yeah. So.
You guys, none of you guys played sports or anything?
Skied?
No.
Skied? Swimmer.
One swimmer? Okay. So that practice time took you away from the guys, though.
Yeah. But, it worked out.
Okay. Isn't that cool? So your name is?
Pat.
Splinter.
And he looks like a splinter.
Yeah.
And it's the splinter group, I guess we could say that.
Steve Scott.
Chris Schumann.
Jim Dedinger.
How about these guys?
Brian Curley.
Brian, I'm sorry, Brian. Friends! Holy cow! How could we help them celebrate? This is pretty cool, these guys.
Well, if they're game players, we could send each of them home with What Do You Know, the Party Game.
Yeah,
it includes a bobblehead.
We could. Yeah.
I don't know. We might be out of wine, but we can see what we can do.
Or what else?
How about the party game and some wine.
Okay, yeah? Now I think we're getting somewhere, yeah.
Yes, so that would be for each of you a bottle of Domaine de Sac or Prairie Fumée from Molersheim Winery.
We're going to hear from them.
Okay. Yes, they will not be happy with us. And what do you know, the party game, including the matchless Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box
Publishing.
All right,
Publishing. You guys. Nice to have you here. Cool, very cool. Thank you, guys. Wish I was part of the group, but wasn't my era. All right, we're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz because that's what we do here. Is there anything I missed here? Okay. So this is you saw how it worked last time, or it didn't. It did, pretty much, sometimes, more than others. Here's your chance to play the What Do You Know quiz. That's right. The Splinter Group? Splinters. You know, we owe them something. Representing the Splinter Group, we have Splinter himself up here. Come on up here. Okay. All right, that seems only fair. Okay, Splinter. let's see. I got the Splinter part. What's the first name again?
Pat.
Pat, of course. Pat Splinter.
I've actually played once before.
You did?
Yeah, I called in one time.
When was it?
I don't know, about 4 or 5 years ago. Okay. Oh, actually, about 5 years ago.
Okay, that's good. That's expired.
Good.
Probably get the same stuff, though. I hope you don't mind. We just had a shipload of stuff, you know.
Okay.
Hard to move it.
I got some, like, Tibetan bowl thing or something.
Yeah. So now, you're working as an engineer now?
Yes. Yes.
Is that electrical engineering? Or?
No, I'm a software guy.
You're in software?
Yeah. Cool. Actually, a few of my friends are hardware guys, but they all wind up writing software too. So,
some of you guys are hardware, some are software.
Yep. And a librarian.
And a librarian. That's cool. And like, have all the girlfriends? Are all your girlfriends from high school?
Actually, it took a long time, but we're all actually married now. So, yes.
Yeah. Did they have to pass muster with the other guys? Or
run the gamut? Not really.
Of the Splinter Group?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. And so who are you doing that for, this software stuff?
Microsoft, actually.
Are you?
Yeah, I just started about a year ago. So.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Where are you, at the campus?
In St. Paul, there's an office. There's a developer group. It's about 40 guys.
Oh, cool.
There,
so, wow.
Yeah, yeah. God, but I was at another company for about 13 years, and
yeah,
it kind of pulled me out of that. So
yeah. What company was that, or can't we say?
QLogic. It's a smaller company.
I've heard of QLogic. Yeah. Didn't they buy them out or something?
QLogic?
Yeah.
They sold some stuff off to Intel, but that's okay. But that's about it.
I'll tell you, it's a rigmarole, isn't it?
Yeah, it was 13 years was too long for one place. So okay. I had to get out. So.
Does Microsoft have a campus like the Google thing?
It's awesome. It would be great. I went out there once.
Okay, are you allowed to say what's inside the buildings? Or?
A free soda, which is really cool. And it's just like, you know.
Free soda?
It's just, you know, I'm trying to be off of my caffeine because I run marathons and the caffeine's just not good for me. And you go out there and it's just like, oh, God, I'm just going to start. Now you wind up drinking Mountain Dew again. It's not good for me, so.
That's it, free soda? Don't they have they have ride bicycles around Google?
Yeah, it's also it's they got like you running paths that you can go through, and it's a really nice area. It's just if it was not so far away from my family, I would jump on it. So
free Zumba.
Yeah.
Free Zumba. That's cool. Well, that sounds great. All right, Pat, someone out there, we'll play along with you. That's how the quiz works, and pretty much it works. And how do they do that, though?
They pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question of some kind.
Oh, thank you for reminding me that. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do that. That's what I do. When snatching items to decorate its bower, the bower bird prefers what color of item? They're quite specific, the bower birds are. I don't know if you've noticed that. So they have stones and shells and all kinds of stuff. But there's a particular color that a bower bird likes to look for when decorating their bower. And that's the question. We want to know that color. And let's go to the phones right now. Ruth's on the line in Rochester. Hi, Ruth.
Wow. This is like a dream come true. I'm actually on the phone with you.
I feel the same way, Ruth. Finally, after years.
Yeah, I know. Well, okay, I have no idea about the bower bird, but let's say yellow.
Oh, no, I'm afraid that's not it, then.
Well, I mean, the dream couldn't go on too much longer, so thank you.
Okay, all right, bye. Oh, my God, I should have given it to her. When am I going to talk to Ruth again from Rochester? It's Ruth Chester, as far as I'm concerned. New York. Okay. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
How are things in Springfield, Mo?
Things in Springfield are wonderful, but they haven't been quite the same since the last time you were here. I was actually at 180K Hammond's Hall at your show, and it was absolutely fun and wonderful.
Wasn't that fun? That was a fun show. I enjoyed it. Yeah, I want to come back. We got to come back to Springfield. I love it down there.
Oh, come back anytime.
Thank you. Rebecca, you know about the Bowerbird at all?
I have never heard of the Bowerbird, but I'm glad that Ruth was on before me because yellow was going to be my guess.
Oh, no, it's not yellow.
So since I know that's not the right answer, I'm going to try red.
No, and someone will be glad they're on after you.
Evidently.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well. It was fun trying. This is the first time that I've ever tried that I've ever actually gotten through.
I know. Now I feel even worse. Will you stop? I'm feeling terrible now. I let people down. Sorry, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Desiree.
Yes?
How are you?
Good.
You're in Grantsville, Maryland, I see here. And having a good morning? Got things lined up for today?
Yeah. My birthday's Tuesday, so I'm going to a birthday dinner tonight.
Oh, you are? Where are they taking you?
Unfortunately, just to my father-in-law's.
Oh, to your father-in-law's. Okay. Is he a good cook?
Well, he got the big green egg, and he wants to try it out, so we'll see.
He's making a big green egg?
No, it's a type of a grill. Have you ever heard of it?
Oh, no. Okay.
Green egg?
Oh, so he's going to grill then?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool with you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's he going to grill, do you know?
Steaks.
Oh, sounds good. Desiree. All right. The Bowerbird, however, prefers what color?
I was going to say red, but since she said red, I am going to say brown.
Oh.
Green.
Oh. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry. I can't do this anymore. I'm letting people know. Hi, Victor. How you doing?
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good.
Where is Carterville, Illinois?
We're right between Carbondale and Marion.
Oh, you are. Down.
Around 13.
Down south. Victor, you know about the Bowerbird, what color it prefers? We know it's not yellow, red, green, brown.
I believe it's blue.
Yes, you're right, Victor. It's the only remaining color that I know of. Purple, I guess. Way to go, Victor. Did you know that for a fact, by the way?
I wasn't sure, but I used the internet.
Oh. Too late to disqualify you for that, Victor, but just don't mention it next time, okay? What do you do down there in Carterville, Victor?
I'm retired.
Yeah, from?
Government.
Okay. Which government, you don't want to say?
State.
State government? Okay. Let's go. Victor, this is Pat.
Hi, Victor.
Hey, Pat.
I wish I was retired.
Yeah. I'm sure you will be one of these days. Two of you are a team now, Pat and Victor, okay?
All right.
Use all your combined experience on the What Do You Know quiz. What do we got there?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Victor, you pick first one. What would you like?
Let's try current events.
Current events right out of the news. The Principality of Jersey Shore. That's what it is. I don't know what to call it. Jersey Shore wants to ban what? This made all the news recently. They want to ban a certain form of dress. I'll tell you that much. At the Jersey Shore.
I have no idea.
Certain tendency to dress.
Is it sagging pants?
Sagging pants, Victor says.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Like the, yeah. Pull down. I'll go with that.
You nailed it. Yes.
Awesome.
Saggy pants. Yeah. They want to ban it. Too much of that going on due to the Jersey
Nice job,
Shore.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay. And what's left there?
People, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Okay there. Pat?
Things we should have learned in school.
Things you should have learned in school. There it is right there. Do nematodes and humans share a common ancestor? Nematodes are, of course, worms, simple worms. Humans, of course, are simple humans.
Victor, what is a nematode?
It's a worm.
A worm, I believe.
It's a worm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I common ancestor?
Do nematodes and humans share a common ancestor? Simple question.
I believe in creation, so I would have to say no.
Okay. No. You say no. Now, if you didn't believe in creation...
I would lean yes on that.
Myself. Just judging by, you know, the character of worms and humans.
Well, if you kind of go back, it's got to, you know, divert at some point, millions, billions even, you know.
No, no more than 4,000 years. 4,000 years ago, did they share a common ancestor is the question. So you're saying yes, they did?
I would lean yes, Victor. What do you think?
Victor, would you accept that under the circumstances?
Okay, we'll go.
Okay, yes, that's right. 600 million years ago. And they had a big breakup, and the worms went one way, and the human types went the other way, and it was okay.
That is two right and zero wrong.
Okay, all right.
And the categories remaining are people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, back to Victor. What would you like, Vic? Tor?
Places.
You probably don't like Vic, right?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to be, you know, overly familiar, you know. What'd you say? Places?
Places,
Places, okay. The cleanest city in the U.S. of A. Is it Duluth, Superior, or Peoria?
Well, Duluth and Superior, like...
Well, I lived in Peoria for 2.5 years, so I kind of doubt that. But.
Okay. Let's eliminate. So it's either Duluth or Superior. They are next to each other. They're twin cities, but one is clean and...
Oh, man.
One's a wannabe.
Wow. They're like, that would have to be a guess for me on that one.
Like say which way the wind blows, I guess.
Boy, I tell you, it's a crapshoot. Well, Duluth has got more the barges come in over there. Maybe it's Superior would probably be cleaner, I think.
No?
No, or maybe Duluth. Duluth.
Victor, what do you think?
I'm not at all familiar with the area.
So okay.
I'll go with Pat.
Well, I think we should lean Duluth on this
one. They both seem nice. I've been to both.
I think we should lean Duluth.
Duluth?
All right.
Duluth, yes. Yeah. Duluth, cleanest city in the U.S. It all blows on to Superior as the wind comes out of the west. So you've won, and you could quit, and we're in the same situation here, or they could go on for everything.
That's right. They could risk it all for the mother load.
For the mother load. You guys want to put it on the line?
It's a gambling weekend, I think. So we should,
you did it
we
last should, night. Yes, it came out on
yes,
top.
Yes, I'm not as good as Rich, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, Pat's on the road. Let's go for it.
Okay, right. Let's go for it. Good. You got to get this one right, and you take it all home with you, and what's left there? So.
People, science, or odds and ends?
People, science, or odds and ends?
We'll go science.
Science it is. Here we go. Genetic engineering on mosquitoes can do one of the following. If they genetically engineer a mosquito, they can make them stop with the buzzing already, B, lose their taste for humans, or C, become self-conscious. They can actually make mosquitoes self-conscious through genetic engineering.
This is what they can do right now?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What they have.
They can make them self-conscious. That seems kind of far-fetched.
Mosquito would have doubts about, you know, what they're doing and why they're doing it.
I would lean toward losing their taste for humans.
That would be a good goal. Yeah, I can't imagine they would try to do anything else. So yeah, I'd go with that.
Yes, lose their taste for humans through genetic engineering.
Mr. Splinter, you and a guest are going to a luncheon that's too good to miss at Madison's Blackhawk Country Club on Tuesday, June 11th, to hear Ben Sidran discuss his latest book at the Madison Public Library Foundation's second annual fundraiser, a benefit for the 2013 Wisconsin Book Festival. And after enjoying lunch, you can have some refreshing Meshuggah mints, which are crazy, crazy strong, certified kosher, and packed in a reusable tin from the Unemployed Philosophers Guild.
Meshuggah.
Protect your eyes from the blinding rays of the sun with a cap from Michigan Radio. Learn how to make the most of a flying saucer experience, reading the book by Professor Solomon from Top Hat Press, and sing along with Our Father from the Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom on the CD What Do You Know About Rachmaninoff, with liner notes that would make the Kremlin cry by Michael Feldman on Nimbus Records. Victor, if you've ever wished to talk Canadian or find the way to Shangri-La, Look no further than What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Then look ahead to What Do You Know's August 3rd trip to Bayfield, Wisconsin, listening to the CD Wild Woods and Waters by the Blue Canvas Orchestra from Big Top Chautauqua. Whip up delicious recipes from easy-to-find ingredients in the Northwoods Cottage Cookbook by Jerry Minnick from Prairie Oak Press. And sit around the campfire all night long playing What Do You Know? The Party Game, including questions, contestants, audience, and the rustic Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
Best to you guys. Thanks for coming.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Technical director Tom Blaine with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Colbert.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again next week. Those in the back. From La Crosse.
PRI, Public Radio International.